Well, if I'm not mistaken, it's time for the, wait till you hear this, world famous, highly anticipated 5-minute sermon. That surprises you, right? I know. And last month you weren't here. It was the 4-minute sermon, right? You know, next month it might be a 10-minute. You never know, but no. So last month it was the 4-minute sermon. And for eight years prior to that, it was the 3-minute sermon. But I've been under so much pressure from Barry and Brian to add content, and Ron to add content to the sermon, that I've been under a lot of pressure. So I've now been trying to calibrate a little bit better. And last month, I actually, 8 years, 3 minutes, boom, boom, boom. Last month, 4 minutes, I actually went over a little bit, the 4-minute mark. I went back and checked, it was over a little bit. So I think 5 minutes is gonna do it. I think 5 minutes will be fine. But you can check me on that. You can check your timers. You can set your timers and check it. If somebody looks a little dubious over here, but you can check it and see if, I think 5 minutes will be sufficient. But before you start your timers, I do wanna draw an important distinction. And we've done this before. I think it's a good reminder to do this. Now listen, it's not that God doesn't want us to be happy. For our vast listening audience, I'm using air quotes now. I like doing this. Or to have fun, right? We want to be happy and have fun. Yeah, I do, right? Sure we do. Yeah. But, there's something even more important that the Bible, throughout the entire Bible, from the Old Testament into the New Testament, is stressing that we need to build a foundation of in our lives, more so than just happiness. What is it? Anybody know? Joy. That's right. We need joy. Yes. Joy is different than happiness. Happiness, let's be honest, can be a little fickle. I can be happy this morning and sad this afternoon, right? That's absolutely true. And it can be, you know, fairly normal within reason, right? Okay, now there's one more thing before we start our timers. Fun, you know, and maybe the perhaps excessive pursuit of happiness, you know, can sometimes get us into what? Trouble, right? Absolutely. Can get us into trouble. Every single one of us from the first, not here, not me, but the rest of you can get you into a little bit of trouble. And here's the thing. Jesus, right, who, believe me, is no stick in the mud. I mean, he gets it. He knows us better than we know ourselves. Trust me. What are we going to do that's going to shock him or surprise him? Nothing. He gets it. He understands it. But he knows that our excessive nonsense, right, is just going to what? Lead to trouble. And it's just going to hurt us and those around us, those we love. And he doesn't want that to happen. He doesn't want that for us. He doesn't want that. No. And Jesus has a word for it, which I really like. He calls it carousing. I love that. Yeah. Jesus calls it carousing. In Luke 21:34, Jesus says this to all of us. Be careful, he says, be careful, or your carousing will cause the anxieties of life, the realities of life, to close in on you like a trap. Oh, man. Is that true? Oh, yeah. Yep, that's true. We know it, and he knows it. He knows it absolutely. Happiness and fun can be fickle and a little tricky because it can lead to carousing and get us into trouble. It's true. Okay, so we have the distinction, right? Everybody have that distinction? Happiness versus joy. Different. Okay? Start your timers. Now, the premise is that Jesus, he wants us to be happy. Yeah. But he wants us to have something more fundamental, something more foundational, he wants us to find real joy. He wants us to find real joy. And joy, the word of the day, joy is what God built into the foundation of all creation. Now listen, he built it into the universe itself because everything that was created purely out of God's goodness and love. He didn't have to do it. All of creation is infused with joy. And you hear this throughout the Bible, and here's a couple of examples. For instance, in the 65th Psalm, written some 3,000 years ago by King David, he says this, "The whole earth is filled with awe and joy." And the prophet Isaiah, a little bit after that, said, "Sing, O heavens, and be joyful, O earth." A lot of joy in there. And as we begin this holiday season of Advent, we remember and we sing about the fact that Jesus literally brought joy to the world. Yes, he did. He showed us how to find true joy for ourselves and for those we love. And the answer, the secret, will come as no surprise to anyone here at St. Paul's in Bowman's Hole, Pennsylvania. At least it shouldn't. The way to true joy is to love and serve others. Jesus taught that very, very clearly. He said, "This is my command, love each other." And he says, "You want to be great? Serve each other." And he said, why am I telling you this? He said, "I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete." We heard that from Jerry. He was talking about joy. He wants us to have joy. And that then is the secret. If you listen to that and think about it, that's the secret. That's the answer. Loving and serving others as a gift freely given comes back to you. It comes back to you as an even bigger gift, the gift of God's joy. Our own St. Paul described that secret, that giving and receiving back as a gift, as God's indescribable gift. Now, in a few minutes, we're going to be recognizing and praying for two members of our church family who are leaving tomorrow morning for a volunteer service mission, Sue and Cindy. They will be putting into action what St. Paul attempted to put into words, God's indescribable gift. It's a gift of love and service to others, freely given, freely done. And there may be fun and happiness involved, and I certainly hope there is. But even more so, the promise is that is where real joy is found and becomes complete.